Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is December 19th, 2003, a Friday live edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thanks for joining us. We're about to go right back to your calls, and then I'm going to get more into General Myers. Says that Bin Laden probably alive, and he will be caught with an absolute certainty, is the quote. And we've got a guest coming on talking about the sellout of Taiwan by Lord Bush, because he's paid off and his family's paid off by the communist Chi-Coms. Now, that's coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Show's all about freedom, folks. Let's talk. I guess up next is Tim in Illinois. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I got a quick question and two quick comments. First of all, that Firefighters magazine that talks about the collapsing towers, is that available to the public?
Yeah, it's an organization. It's firefighter engineers, and they were interviewed after the collapse, saying it was a cover-up and that it was criminal to tear up the crime scene and ship it to China. Oh, again, China, our good buddies.
Right, I'd like to have that.
Well, we've got copies of the cover of it and zooming in on their comments in Road to Tyranny.
Oh, in Road to, but I mean to actually have it in my hands, because I've been.
Yeah, it's online. Their comments are online too.
Okay, I'll look for it. Also, my wife works in upper management at McDonald's. I thought you might think this is interesting, although you already know this. All illegal aliens working for her, pretty much. They're still crossing the borders like mad. One guy last month called her from Mexico and told her when to put him back on the schedule. And I even made a comment to my wife. I'm like, what makes him think he's going to get across? She goes, well, he said he'd be here Wednesday at this certain time, and he showed up. I mean, they're just going back and forth like nothing ever happened.
Well, that's the point. They just drive across, and they're just, Ridge said, legalize all of them. And they'll bust 300 people at Walmart to make you think they've done something. We're talking about 30 million people from Latin America alone in this country. It's not 20 million. It's not 22 million. It's over 30 million. And, but they busted 300 people at Walmart. They've solved the problem.
Right, yeah. But no, they cross like mad. There's so many of them going down there now for Christmas, and they're going to be back, and it's just ridiculous. I mean,
we're competing against people all over the world, either in government prison camps or living in cardboard shacks. We're competing against that. What's that going to do to your pocketbook? What has it already done to you, folks? But you still go out and buy the Chinese slave goods.
Right.
It's like cutting your leg off because you're starving.
And I think one of the main things supporting this economy now, I don't know if you've heard of Mike Rupert, but I think there's a lot of laundered drug money the CIA.
Well, I don't think I know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the head of the stock exchange.
I think that's the only thing making the collapse last so long. I mean,
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Kenneth in Texas. Kenneth, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Go ahead.
You know, George Bailey in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, his little girl said, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. Well, I got a new one for that. Every time a duty-eyed neocon talks, a fallen angel gets his horn. But anyway, the suicide rate in Iraq, that's what I called to talk to you about. I heard that many of our soldiers are committing suicide because they're beginning to realize they're the enemy by blowing up villages, shooting at civilians. Is this testimony true or what?
Yes, they admit a lot of suicides, and the numbers, we know there's a lot of suicides, but it looks like the numbers are much higher than what they're even admitting, and it's a terrible thing.
All right. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Kenneth. Tom and Alex and Linda and Logan and everybody else, your calls are coming up. We do have a guest, but it's all concerning the same issues, the New World Order. And so we'll go to your calls early in this interview, as promised. And the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We've got Margie Burns, who wrote a great article about the Chinese megabucks for Bush brothers. Come on up, so stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fioricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now 8 minutes into the second hour of this global transmission. And we're going to be going to Tom and Alex and Lorraine and Bill and Rob and everybody's calls coming up here in a little while. We've got a great guest on. Just a programming note, this is going to be posted at GCNlive.com. I'm on the Star Guide feed with ABC, with Clear Channel. That doesn't mean I'm with Clear Channel, folks. That means we rent one of their satellite feeds. But we also have some old analog satellite systems that a lot of folks can listen to on the six-foot dish in their backyard. A lot of radio stations still use that. Galaxy 9 is going to be turning off at the first of the year for maintenance, and we have a lot of stations pick us up off that, and so they're going to hook up a bunch of extra auto couplers, which is a high-quality phone signal for emergencies if stations need to dial into those, and we'll have that for you by the first of the year on the website, or you can call the network and get details. We're jockeying around right now trying to get another analog satellite so stations don't lose that. But stations, this happens. Satellites switch formats, change, and luckily we have a lot of different satellites, but a lot of you don't have the big Star Guide receivers and the big, big dishes that radio stations have, so we're trying to work that out, and as soon as I'm given details of where to direct you to get that information, I will do it. I will get that out to you. Okay. Yesterday, I read a news article by a lady who really has done her research, and I've seen some articles in the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, about this, and they only scratch the surface. There's so many business dealings with the Bush family and the communist Chinese that it just you know, makes my mind reel, makes my mind just dumbfounded. The first ambassador to China after it was opened back up under Nixon was George Herbert Walker Bush. He gets, you know, $700,000, $800,000, $1 million to go give a speech to the communist Chinese. That's an open payoff right there. Clinton gets criticized for, you know, doing a suit deal for a clothing line for a Chinese company. And, ooh, the evil turncoat, which he is, folks. But compared to the Bushes, you know, when Clinton was transferring all that technology, he was allowing the transfer to the Commerce Department, but the companies were all neocon Republican run. It's like Rumsfeld with the nuclear reactors to China. Clinton lets the deal take place, and he's evil and bad, but, oh, Rumsfeld's good actually being the one doing it with ABB. And there's just dozens and dozens of examples of this. And last week, or now a week and a half ago, Bush comes out on Wednesday with the new premier, and the communist Chinese folks have killed more people than Hitler. And he says we're going to cut Taiwan loose, a major change in a policy. It's just amazing. And Margie Burns is a contributing writer to the onlinejournal.com that does a lot of great work. And again, I've already researched what she covers in her article. It's very accurate. And it just gets into the payoff to his brothers who they'll get millions of dollars. And when they're asked, why are you getting this? You're not even involved in this semiconductor company. They'll just say, well, they lock me. And Ms. Burns, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you.
I really appreciate you doing that. Go into this for us. This is a big, big deal. And the so-called conservatives were real upset when Bill Clinton was doing stuff like this, or even getting a clothing deal, but right. You give them sensitive technology, it's wonderful.
Well, there is a lot of exchange of sensitive technology, and there's going to be even more, and it goes far beyond the scope of one short column. In fact, I'm afraid my one article stuck mainly to money. I didn't even go into the semiconductor aspect of it. There are two brothers here in separate deals, of course, but what they have in common is that, you know, in both cases, members of the Bush team, even including, you know, the president's close relatives, benefit financially from arrangements with the country we used to call Communist China, I mean mainland China. And these arrangements were made not too terribly long, I mean the really lucrative ones, were made not too terribly long before the President Bush, George W. Bush,
Ms. Burns, can you do me a favor and talk right into your telephone?
We're having
to boost your audio. Good. Go ahead.
All right. Is that better?
That's wonderful.
All right. Well, these lucrative arrangements were made not at all long before George W. Bush, as you just pointed out a couple of minutes ago, shifted course, more or less, on China and Taiwan and came out with a rather flat-footed pronouncement, you know, criticizing Taiwan for being about to hold a referendum. Now, apparently, they're going to hold it anyway.
And they've always been independent. That's what the 50-plus-year-old treaty says. They're just reaffirming that under communist massing troops and threats.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't see that referendum could be... I don't understand how that referendum could be considered any kind of a threat to us, to this country, to our national strategy, or, you know, any kind of interference with our strategizing. I don't see why the White House had to make any sort of statement about it, and I certainly don't see why it needed to be condemned. I mean, I don't even see that it's particularly a threat to mainland China. It's like
imagine
how the island could be.
Margie, imagine if Bill Clinton would have sat there with one of these creatures and done this.
Well, all those corporate, you can easily imagine, every single one of those corporate speakers who were so vehement would be fanning the flames from coast to coast. And George F. Will and Charles Krauthammer on television, and Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly on radio, and maybe a couple of the ministers even, you know, sad to say, every single one of them. We're just lucky there have been some holes opened up in that line, what with, you know, Mr. Limbaugh's unfortunate drug problem and Bill Bennett's gambling addiction and so forth. I mean, I think this is a time when some actual voices for freedom could be, you know,
yeah,
could get into
fake.
The dis- might be a little freer than usual to get into the discussion. But
and
anyway, you know, you can imagine them screaming.
And not fake conservatives there to compromise and co-opt a real conservative movement. Your article,
well,
and again, as I said,
conservative about what's going on now, that's for sure.
Exactly. There are, again, dozens of these deals, but you focus on two of them in particular. Can
yes.
you go over that?
Yeah. The easiest one, I think, to clarify is the one involving Neil Bush, the third brother in the Bush family after George and Jeb. Now, Neil Bush has got, and this is court papers. These are public records. And the contract itself, or at least what is presented as the contract itself with a Chinese company called Grace Semiconductor Manufacturing, is online at truthout.org, if you want to take a look at it. It was posted in BuzzFlash a couple of days ago, or very recently, anyway. Anyway, the contract has, it's a five-year annual retainer deal for Neil Bush, who has said, also in court papers, this is all in connection with his scandal-ridden divorce, of course, that he has no experience in semiconductors but has done a lot of business in Asia and so forth. The contract has him on an annual retainer for 5 years worth $400,000 a year, $400,000 in stock in a, you know, a viable company. This company was founded by two men, Winston Wong, a businessman from Taiwan, actually, and Zhang Mengyang, who is the son of the former president of China. I mean, it's, you know, what you would consider a very well-connected company. And this is, I didn't mention this in my article, but this is actually not Mr. Bush's or Neil Bush's first connection with these people either.
Of course not.
Yeah, right. Winston Wong, as I said, one of the two co-founders of Grace Semiconductor, which has Neil Bush under this quite good contract arrangement, was also an investor in Neil Bush's educational software company called Ignite Learning. The headquarters is in Austin, Texas, I believe. I tried to get in touch with Neil Bush, you know, through his companies, but didn't get any response.
Well, I saw articles a month ago before all this really broke where Neil and others were denying this, and then the divorce records come out and it shows it. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, I didn't know that he had denied this specific arrangement because I hadn't read about this, I'm afraid, before the, you know, divorce proceedings were made public. But I do recall that, you know, before this, I mean, somebody else has pointed out to me that obviously he has arrangements, dealings, not only with mainland China, but of course with Taiwan. You know, he has tried in several places to sell his educational software, you know, the Ignite Learning software. And among the places he's gone has been Taiwan. And he was alleged, or to put it better, a political opponent of the Taiwan president or a candidate for office in Taiwan, accused that person, the Taiwanese candidate, of paying Neil Bush $1 million to meet with him. Now, the other candidate, just for a 30-minute meeting.
Well, also,
no record of what went on in the meeting and so forth. Now, the other candidate denies it, of course, but there have been those kinds of links for a while.
Well, also, we know that there's over 3,000 communist Chinese front companies to get sensitive technology that have been operating for over a decade here in the U.S., and in your article, you get into how some of these companies that are involved in this with Bush on the boards, with different Bush brothers involved, is a perfect conduit for sensitive technology.
Well, I don't get into how they transfer technology very much, but if they're doing anything at all, it's got to be there. In other words, if they're anything but shell companies, and if they're in the telecommunications or the cyberspace industry, then there has to be that kind of transfer. There are no walls in cyberspace, and there aren't very many in telecommunications. It's just, and while we're at it, I would like to mention, I don't know whether I made this very clear in that short column, but the Chinese economy is one which is not officially communist at this stage, but where there is such a very heavy degree of what we would call public-private partnership that where one stops and the other starts, you can hardly tell.
Yeah, it's fascism, command and control. Stay there. We'll be right back with our guest and your calls.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I swear, any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, it's Friday. We're talking to Margie Burns, writing for Online Journal, contributing writer. And there's been quite a bit of news on this, but it really hasn't made national news. And, Margie, when we go back to it, the hypocrisy, I mean, I criticize Bill Clinton for selling out a lot of our secrets, but again, it was Republicans involved with him doing it. And then now the neocons can sit up there and basically not even comment on this or say it's okay or make apologies for the president. and then you have him changing this policy with Taiwan, how do we force some type of investigation, or how do we respond to the hypocrisy?
Well, I think it probably has to be done by in rather gradual steps. The more people, you know, it's partly a one teach one. If the corporate media are not going to do what they should, you know, to step up there so that people don't have to become their own reporters, then individuals have to do a little bit of, you know, informing each other. And eventually, after, you know, I hate to sound so gradualist, but if eventually, after enough people know about it, then the major papers and the network news just become laughingstocks for not reporting it, and they have to report it. And then everybody else gets to know. I mean, you use the term hypocrisy. It's, you know, it's a good enough word for some of what's going on, but you might as well call it imposture. The other deal that I mentioned in this short article of mine benefits another brother of George W. Bush's, his youngest brother named Winston Bush. That deal is one that benefits a company called, a private investment firm called Winston Partners. And I would like you to, I'd like to read you just a little something from, you know, about the investment structure of Winston Partners from public record, from SEC filings. Collectively, the reporting persons, this is in a, you know, an SEC filing, include the following: Winston Partners LP, a Delaware limited partnership; Chatterjee Fund Management LP, a Delaware limited partnership; Winston Partners II LDC, a Cayman Islands limited duration company; Winston Partners II LLC, a Delaware limited liability company; Chatterjee Advisors, a Delaware limited liability company, etc., and Firstdown Trading Limited, a company organized under the laws of the Isle of Man. The address of the principal business office of Winston LDC is Kaya Flamboyant 9, Willemstad, Curacao, Netherlands, Antilles. And practically right at the same time as this filing, you have Ari Fleischer getting up at the White House expressing how concerned George W. Bush is over the fact that American jobs are going offshore. One of his own brothers is directly, and I mean directly, involved in offshoring. It's just, you know, as simple as that.
Meanwhile, if a private citizen goes offshore, it's not illegal. The IRS will selectively enforce,
right,
and go after them.
Well, I don't think they've gone after Winston Partners yet. I mean, I see no indication that they have.
You've got one of these companies worth $500-plus billion. I mean, this is incredible, and I just don't know how people can put up with it.
I don't either, but I think mainly it's just that most people don't know about it. I mean, there is not 1% of the focus and emphasis given to some of these arrangements, and of course some of them are rather complicated, but some of them are really pretty clear and
straightforward. But if this was Bill Clinton, Bill Gertz would be telling us all about it.
Oh yeah, of course. Everybody would. I mean, it would be coast to coast, and you just couldn't miss it. I mean, think about, you know, we just haven't had 1% of the emphasis and focus given to this kind of thing that was given to Ms. Lewinsky.
Well, we're trying to change that, Ms. Burns. And how do folks read your fine investigative reports?
Well, thank you. Some of the articles appear in a periodical called The Progressive Populist, which is published in Iowa and Texas. And I've got an article on a different topic coming out in a magazine published in Illinois called Chronicles in January. And I do a weekly column for the little journal newspapers in the D.C. suburbs.
All right. And obviously a lot of your stories are posted at onlinejournal.com.
True.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
For coming on. And I've seen a few mainstream news articles about this. Shocked amazement by some real conservatives. But, again, there's an overall cover-up of this. And hopefully with your great research, we can expose this corruption. Thank you for being with us.
Bye.
Take care. We're going to come back, I promise, and go straight to Tom and Alex and Lorraine and Rob and Randy and others. But understand, the neocons would expose Bill Clinton for this, but then not let Dan Burton prosecute him for it, not let the Congress go after him. It's theater, folks. I mean, I didn't like what Bill Clinton did. I went after Bill Clinton. And then when Bush started doing it, expanding it, I'm exposing them for it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in a $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host. And when I got involved in my fight against tyranny 9-10 years ago, I consciously made the decision to seek out the truth and to not be a hypocrite. Bush is going to re-sign the assault weapons ban. He said he'll do it. He's for open borders. He's blocking Dan Burton's Pardongate Committee. He signed campaign finance reform that goes after the First Amendment and restricts who we can interview 60 days before an election. He took all the restrictions off supercomputers to communist China. He did hundreds of things like signing on to UNESCO and the UN, signing the Patriot Act, signing Patriot Act 2 last weekend, last Saturday. The list goes on and on. So when I sit there and I hear neocons on the air going, we got to stop the liberals. They're taking over with the UN. They're taking over with open borders. They're Bill Clinton's evil. He did a clothing deal with the Chinese, you know, on and on. Well, yeah, it's evil. But you're all part of the same system, making us think we have a choice, giving us false choice within your false paradigm. And I'm not putting up with it, folks. I'm not going along with Bush cutting Taiwan loose or Governor Ridge of Homeland Security saying we're going to legalize all the illegals. No. No. That is not conservative. So listen to these neocons real careful, because they say the right things, But they'd have you believe it's all the Democrats. And then the Democrats get sucked into that, too, and think, well, if the evil neocons are against the Democrats must be good. Oh, don't be so foolish. And I talk to these leftists. They know it's a police state, and they're building prisons everywhere and getting rid of Posse Comitatus and reinstituting COINTELPRO. And, yeah, they've got Roundup plans, and it's horrible, and fascism is upon us. Let's turn our guns in. That'll help. I have leftists all the time stop me in the grocery store and agree with me, but go, why are you for guns? And I'll tell them, I'll say, well, are you against an American Indian, a Native American having a gun? During the 1800s? Well, no. Well, are you against Che Guevara having an AK-47? Well, no. That's a revolutionary struggle. Well, the Che Guevara thing's a controlled revolutionary struggle. It's not for real. But the point is that they don't know why they're against your guns. And they know we're in tyranny now, but they think the solution is a big government to counter the evil corporations when the big corporations bankroll the big government. And so 9/11 is like a big spider wrapping us up, the American people, in the web, cocooning us, hanging us up in the web, getting us ready for the main feeding. This is all just preparatory. This is all preparation. This is all just the setup, the deep breath before the plunge. And they're hesitating because as they prepare for the big plunge, we're busting out of the spider's web. We've got some legs free. We're struggling. We could fall out of the web and pull the rest of it off of us and fight back. I suggest you struggle because the feeding fangs are moving close. Oh, so close. The more we struggle, the more the spider backs off and looks at its prey and tries to apply more of its knockout gas. Okay, there I've used the analogy. Let's go to calls, and we'll get back into some more of this news that, believe me, you don't want to miss. Tom in Ohio. Go ahead, Tom.
God save and long live Constitutional Republic of Taiwan.
Sounds like leftist talk to me.
He that would beat his sword into a plowshare will plow for him who did not. Well, that's really left, isn't it?
Well, I had a listener yesterday that asked me where I stood on nonviolence, and I said I'd answer the question, and I forgot to do it. Wesley in Tennessee brought it up, Tom. But, again, at this point, I'm nonviolent. I'm defensive because we're doing more good waking folks up in the info war. If they launch an attack, if they try to arrest people, round up, do all of that, then things will be much different. But it's up to everybody's own discernment. Go ahead.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I would suggest everyone quickly get a copy of the Citizens Rule Book. You can get them at Midas Resources. I don't have the number.
Well, that's
do it quickly.
True.
That is the booklet that will teach you how you've been dumbed down and how that you can get this republic back without a fight. You can do it with a vote. If you don't, you'll have to go back to he that beats his sword into a plowshare will plow for him who did not. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Tom. And let me just add to that before we go to Alex and others. I'll tell a socialist who thinks they're anti-establishment when they couldn't be more establishment with the big corporations funding the universities that taught them this fraudulent system of big government. I'll go, well, would you be against a black slave having a gun and rising up against his master? Well, of course not. Well, why is it any different today when you admit this tyranny is upon us? Why would you want me to turn my guns in? And it's not, understand, just having the guns, having 130 million people that are armed with maybe 10 million of them that are willing to fight, holds back the globalist from real super oppression on an Orwellian scale. The Orwellian control grid's in place, but the action is greatly camouflaged for the criminal justice system. It's not as overt as I'd like it to be under Patriot Act 1 and 2 provisions now passed into law. And so again, to the leftists out there listening, stop being idiots. Listen to me. Your environmental groups, your land grab groups, your gun grab groups, all of it, your attack on the family,
It is not progressive. It is not open-minded. It is slavery.
So we will expose the neocons here, but you're their stupid twin. So stop it. Wake up right now. Wake up to history and ask yourselves, why with tyranny upon us would we turn in our swords? Why, you fools? It's common sense. Your guts tell you it's true. Stop it. Break your conditioning right now. I love you. I love freedom. And if I'm going to be free, you got to be free. So stop it. If you people would wake up, the Christians, the conservatives, the libertarians could combine forces with you and we could defeat the New World Order. If you would wake up and come out of your culture of death and join the ranks of the living, the alive, the people that are on the field fighting the New World Order. Stop it. Stop being so stupid. It's right in your face. The truth is there before you. You know the truth. What does your heart tell you? What does the evidence tell you? What is your political spectrum tell you? Let's go back to the calls. Alex in Louisiana. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
First time caller here, but long time listener. I have two quick questions for you. The first one is, it is pretty obvious and a proven fact that the U.S. government armed Saddam for the last 20 years. So why didn't Saddam use that excuse before the war and before he was captured in the many interviews and radio addresses he gave?
Well, he did in some of them. You just didn't see those clips on the news. He did go over that. And I'm not defending Saddam Hussein. I mean, he was in the CIA employ, according to Congress, since 1954. He was told to attack Iran. He was told go ahead and invade Kuwait. And the whole thing's a disgusting setup. And compared to North Korea or China or Russia, he's a choir boy. But he's sitting on top, $4-plus trillion in oil, over $1 trillion in natural gas, according to President Bush's own official policy group, PNAC, who said Saddam wasn't a threat. I didn't say it. Dick Cheney said he isn't a threat, but we're going to, quote, use him as the pretext. There's no debating that the war is a giant fraud. What else is on your mind, Alex?
Yeah, the second question is similar. What is your take on peak oil? Because I believe peak oil fits perfectly into the picture of the current wars and even to the regime change call on the PNAC, because China is a huge oil consumer.
China is being used as the muscle, just like German soldiers were used as the muscle to try to subdue the United States when we first formed in 1776. China was given by our government the Panama Canal, allowed to inject troops in. The BBC has reported that British Petroleum uses hundreds of thousands of Chinese troops to control its oil fields in Sudan and other areas of Africa. And so China is a client state meant to break the back of our middle class, meant to consolidate power. You see, it's a sweetheart deal. Only select corporations can get the special deals in China. They then bring in the slave goods that no one can compete against. They then consolidate power. It's about consolidating power. Thanks for the call. Hope that answers your question, my friend. Lorraine in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
You're welcome. I just want to ask you what you thought about this Ramsey Clark. He has a website to impeach Bush, and he's for the Bill of Rights. But then I also saw on a Google search that he was, like, they were trying to say he was communist.
Yeah, and I've met Ramsey Clark. There's a little clip of an interview I did with him. I think, what is it, in America, Wake Up or Waco. Okay, let me go over Ramsey Clark. He was the attorney general for LBJ. He was assistant attorney general under Kennedy. Ramsey Clark is a socialist. Ramsey Clark is a gun grabber. Ramsey Clark is a true believer, useful idiot. And I like Ramsey Clark. But let me break this down for you. Ramsey Clark was the lawyer in the Waco case, in the civil case. He had the case taken away from him by a Bush shill. And then the federal judge, Walter Smith, only allowed the shill to run the proceedings into the ground.
Huh.
Clark has been all over the world and has been involved in some good causes, some bad causes. But okay. And he's been to, you know, the some of the anniversaries at Waco. He was there the first year I built, with the listeners' help, a memorial church there at Mount Carmel, and he was there and gave a speech. And I mean, Ramsey Clark, again, the left is good on some things,
yeah,
but then they're bad on other things.
Yeah, I think I consider myself a conservative Democrat anyway, but you know, the thing of it is about the Bill of Rights, they should care about the Second Amendment too, because it goes right there with it, you know.
Well, the problem is over two-thirds of college administrators and students don't know what the First Amendment is in major studies.
Yeah, you mean the first one, freedom of speech?
Freedom of speech, religion,
yeah.
Petitioning, gathering, all of it.
But see, you know, the left has just been so dominated by the liberals now that the conservatives have moved over to the right. But there's a lot of people that, you know, disenchanted with them, too.
I hear you. Thanks.
Just like you. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Lorraine, thank you for holding. Great points. But let me elaborate on the real political spectrum, then we'll go to Rob and Randy and Ron and others. Let me state this as simply as possible. We didn't have a left-right political spectrum of thought or of teaching in universities anywhere in the world until the turn of the century. And the robber barons publicly, the Carnegies, the Mellons, the Rockefellers, the Brothmans, all of them, they publicly funded a left-right political spectrum, where on the far right you have fascism, and on the far left you have communism, and we're supposed to be in the middle of that spectrum. Well, on the far right of the false spectrum, the police wear black ski masks and uniforms, there's prison camps, a small group of men run the economy in an oligarchy, you have public-private partnerships, command and control, surveillance economy. On the far left, under communism, you have police in black ski masks, prison camps, oppression, a tiny group running things. There is no difference. Through all of history, there was freedom and there was tyranny. There was despotism and there was liberty. And everybody knew that. The question was, are the people free? Can we own property? Can we live our lives? Do we have to stop at checkpoints and be searched by the king's men? That was humanity's struggle. So they learned how to change definitions, where we're all off in some mindless left-right discussion, which is only window dressing. Okay? And so that's the real political spectrum, is command and control versus anarchy. And anarchy, command and control on one end, total slavery on one end, a boot stomping on the human face forever on one end. And on the other end, you have anarchy. Anarchy is impossible in groups of bigger than three or four people. And so it always settles into kind of a road warrior-like, strong men, warlords, whatever. That doesn't exist. We want to be in the middle of that spectrum, or a little bit over towards the side, towards anarchy on the spectrum, away from command and control. But command and control has a political, cultural pull. It is a mass. Its power centralizes more power and draws more power upon itself. So it's like a heavenly body. It has a gravitational pull. Anarchy is some unknown out there that has no political weight in the quantum mechanics of the spectrum of human activity. So we're like a rocket ship, again, another analogy, always blasting, trying to pull away with our engines from the tyranny. The tyranny draws everything into itself, and it gives itself different labels and different names to give you false choices. But it is this huge mass of energy and control, and the parasites that work within it to expand their own empires continually increases the pull of that system. And it draws everything into it and gets bigger and worse and more out of control. We are trying to pull away, and human history is the move towards liberty and decency and creativity and family, which is always under attack by the centralized control system. And right now, if we were a spacecraft, going around the sun, the skin of the craft is beginning to melt. We're being pulled in. There are huge blasts of tyranny radiating out from this sun, this burning, all-seeing eye, and we're being drawn into its bowels, okay? And it's going to be unlike any collision with command and control humanity's ever seen, because now they have the high-tech systems to truly destroy our humanity and to complete our journey into the depths of dehumanization and serfdom, neo-serfdom, neo-feudalism. And so the fight is between slavery and freedom. That's the real spectrum. But they know how to rob you of having an honest debate, just like there's world government now is now upon us. And so years ago, the globalists said in policy reports, public stuff, that, well, the people know there's a world government now, so we've got to bypass the debate of world government to, will it be a left or right world government? Now we're debating what type of world government will it be. And again, that's debating what type of silverware we're going to have, but the meat and potatoes is the same thing. What's being served is the same dishes. All right? We shall return, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls and a bunch of news and so much more. Stay with us.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisec, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Powerful people want more control. There's never enough for them. And they've engineered us to not even understand that we're under attack, that we're being herded and dumbed down and controlled. We must have an awakening, a renaissance, a revelation, an epiphany of understanding if we're going to survive if we're going to survive being totally dehumanized. We're about to go to Rob and Randy and Ron and Scott and John and many others. And the third hour is straight ahead with a ton of other really important news I haven't gotten to. And you know, a recap, like General Myers saying, oh, yeah, we're going to catch bin Laden with absolute certainty. That's a quote. Very soon, of course, for the election for you. And who knows what the truth is? They've lied so much. Before we get to your calls and all of that key news, I do hope that every listener to this show will join us in the fight against the globalist. And one of the best tools I've found, if not the best tool, are my videos. They're shocking, they're scary, they're well put together, they're encyclopedic. You need to have Matrix of Evil, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Masters of Terror, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, America Destroyed by Design, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Take Bohemian Grove. 3 years ago, I snuck in to the elite compound in Northern California, and I snuck in there, and I caught world leaders on videotape engaging in a satanic ritual. And they admit it in the news, yeah, I got the footage. It's aired on national TV here. You need to have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. How could any of you, just with curiosity, not get that video? It's amazing. The videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the two-plus-hour films. Call right now, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via our secure online shopping carts. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. What would happen if you all got the video, if you made 10 copies, and you gave them to other folks and told them to make 10 copies? Thousands of tapes turn into millions of tapes. It's already happened, but we've got to keep that going. So take action, get the films, get the books. Rob in Wyoming, and then others. Go ahead, Rob. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. The phony legal system's worst nightmare, Gary DeMott of Boise, Idaho, been imprisoned in Mississippi. They tried to kill him in a hospital right outside Jackson, Mississippi. This is what happened around Easter of this year. He had an exploded artery in his head. They left him to bleed for 24 hours. Now, the doctor that operated him wasn't the one that made that order. There was another doctor ordered the nurse not to give him any water or IV. When he came back 24 hours later, he found the nurse or a nurse giving him ice water and an IV, and he tried to fire that nurse. This is in a regular hospital, not a prison hospital. So I wanted to report that to you. The reason he's their worst nightmare is he has the standing to prosecute them, and he's teaching other people how to do it.
They call that the Milwaukee Journal, and it's in Police State 3, talks about how they gave a man 5 years in prison for suing a public official, and they had the state attorney who was involved in the suit against him, it's amazing, saying, you're not allowed to sue public officials. That is paper terrorism. We're using the Patriot Act to put him in jail. I would have liked to have gotten life, but the judge only gave him 5 years.
Is there any way to send you a video that you'll get and watch, I mean, that you'll know is stands out?
Well, yeah. I mean, I look at everything.
Okay. Is it an address you've given on your website?
Yeah, 3001
okay.
South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Are you done, sir?
Well, I got more.
Okay, well then, stay there. The third hour is straight ahead. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night
on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.